Whether it's President Trump, former presidential candidate Ross Perot, or this year's Republican Secretary of State nominee in Arizona, Steve Gaynor, nearly every election cycle gives us the opportunity to hear someone running for office talk about running government like a business. So what exactly does that mean? Are we supposed to view that as a positive? And is running government like a business even possible? With me to talk about that is Philip Joyce, professor of public policy at the University of Maryland. Professor Joyce, when you hear that phrase, running government like a business, how do you interpret it?
Well, it says to me first that, of course, the credentials that they're focused on are credentials of business. That is, that they believe that they have been successful business executives, and therefore that means that will necessarily translate into government. What it often means is that they are arguing that there is something efficient about the way business operates, and that bringing that efficiency into government will make government operate more efficiently. Usually that means more cheaply.
Can that really only work when it's an executive branch office, governor or president? If someone's running for Senate or Congress to say that, does it mean less?
Well, I think it does mean less, just because if somebody is going to be part of a legislative body, then sort of by definition, the way to get things done involves to a greater extent compromise among different interests. There is a sort of underlying notion here, I think, that all private sector firms are well run and all governments are sort of badly run. And so if you bring private sector knowledge into government, that will necessarily make government better. But, you know, we're sitting right now at about the 10th anniversary of the global financial crisis, and we have to ask ourselves the question whether the financial institutions that perpetuated the global financial crisis were actually well run or not. That is, would we like the people who were running those corporations, those institutions, to come in and run government? Now, some of them went out of business. Others only stayed in business because they were bailed out by the government.
That being said, it seems like we generally, in the populace, regardless of what party we're in or what side we favor, seems like we should be skeptical about this. So why is it that a number of candidates, almost every election cycle, we've got someone running for Secretary of State here in Arizona, which is definitely not a business kind of job, who's talking about running it like a business?
I think part of it is because, you know, for a number of years, and I would go back probably about the Reagan administration in terms of, you know, this sort of message, we have convinced people that that what governments do is necessarily bad. And I think that, you know, we have a sort of natural distrust of government. I think that's healthy to have a natural distrust of government. But I think you can have a natural distrust of government without sort of buying hook, line, and sinker that somebody who comes in who has run a business will necessarily do a good job of running a government. You know, when you're running a business, you're focused on profit. Government doesn't have a clear bottom line. It has many bottom lines. We're worried about healthier people, more educated people, a growing economy. You know, all of those things matter, but there's no sort of simple metric like profit as exists in the private sector.
So it's impossible to bring up this topic without bringing up President Trump. So when he,
yes.
We can get into why he ended up winning. But did any of it have to do with people thinking that he was going to be some business leader who would keep the economy strong?
I think so. And I think also, you know, he actually argued that, you know, he would be able to come in and he would be able to sort of look at something like the national debt and kind of figure out how to make deals in order to, you know, to lessen the national debt, figure out how to make government more efficient. But in fact, you know, that has not occurred. The debt has increased since he's been in office. You know, it's partially his fault in the sense that the big tax cut didn't do any good. But I think that, you know, part of the issue here is that the things that need to happen are not things that have to do with just deal making. They would have to be sort of fundamental changes in what government actually is doing. And I think the sort of implication of somebody who wants to run government like a business is that somehow you can kind of wring enough waste out of government. And I'm not saying there isn't any waste in government. What I'm saying is that the amount of waste that does not really get you very far unless you're also talking about sort of making fundamental changes.
Is that phrasing about running government like a business going to be affected in any way over the short or long term based on what President Trump has done in office. Is there any reason to think people will think that's an even more attractive phrase or an even less attractive phrase?
I have to say that in this particular case, I think we have so much evidence that the attitudes toward President Trump are relatively, you know, sort of stable among different parts of the population, that it may not have much of an effect. That is, those people who voted for him because they thought he would do a great job because he'd run government like a business, they probably still think that to a great extent. And the people who didn't vote for him because they didn't think he had the appropriate qualifications probably still think that. And maybe at the margins, you know, maybe you'd have to sort of talk to or ask people who were more in the middle. Maybe, you know, maybe the independents, who some of whom may have voted for President Trump because they were persuaded by this argument, perhaps now having seen what he has done or not done, they would say, well, it doesn't look like that's happening. But I'm not sure the people sort of on either end of the spectrum are persuaded one way or the other.
Philip Joyce is a professor of public policy at the University of Maryland.